Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Comic Sans Murder by Paige Shelton. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. Larry Gerald might not have thought it too odd to find an abandoned ski boot on the Star City slopes, but it's what he found inside it that was most unexpected. He spied the gray boot resting atop the still solid snow base at the edge of a copse of pine trees. The branches currently green and not powdered with the white stuff. It was his first day on a snowboard, which might have contributed to his piqued curiosity about the boot. He had taken a lesson, but had spent more time on his behind than upright on the board. He welcomed an excuse for a moment's rest as he came to an awkward stop next to the boot and sat back onto the snow. "Ouch," he said, realizing that even sitting was going to cause some pain for a little while. He was out of the way for a minute or two, he thought as he looked toward the run. Most of the boarders were at least 10 years his junior, and moved down the mountain or through the half-pipe as if their snowboards were extensions of their legs, not something foreign buckled onto them. He shook his head at himself and his inability to accept that even he, one-time star athlete, was destined to lose a little of his innate athletic ability once he reached 30, never mind 35. Besides, he'd been a swimmer, not a skier. Different muscles. He smiled then, because none of that mattered. He was having a great time in Star City, Utah, taking a well-deserved vacation and enjoying the sights, the sounds, and the greatest snow on Earth, according to the Utah tourism website he'd perused before booking the trip. He didn't have much to compare it to, but the snow did seem pretty great, and Star City was spectacular. Even now,